Well, you sound like you just woke up.
Because I did just woke up. I'm fucking here at 9 a.m. because you're an ass and can only do it fucking recording early today.
If it could have been avoided, it would have.
You have me up at 9 a.m. on a Sunday. I could kick your motherfucking ass.
I mean, technically it's 10 a.m. for you because we lost an hour.
No. Yep. If we lost an hour, it's 9 a.m.
Nope. If it was yesterday, it'd be 10 a.m. right now for you.
Okay, that was yesterday. Haven't you ever heard that extra hour of sleep? Haven't you ever heard that yesterday never happened and tomorrow never comes? It's always now.
No.
Well, there you go. Now you have.
Have I?
Well, finally, this motherfucker shows up.
Hey, did you enjoy steaming your milk?
Imagine waking up early on daylight savings.
Bruh, that's what I'm saying. He's like, technically it's 10 a.m. for you. I'm like, no, technically it's 9 a.m. Time went backwards for a fucking reason. I miss you guys, by the way, like, for recording. Like, I actually do enjoy our little Sunday sessions. Fucking too bad we're... Too bad literally all of us are hurricane victims. Fuck you, global warming.
Okie day.
Oh, God. Don't. No. Please don't start a Jar Jar Heart. I can't. Everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Force Unscripted. I'm joined here with my co-hosts Exotic and Winchy. Today we actually got the whole squad back. Exotic's no longer suffering from hurricane fallout. Actually, are you still suffering from hurricane fallout?
Not anymore. Finally got all the trees and shit cut up from my yard, so yeah, we're chilling now.
And he has access to the internet now too. That's great. But today is my topic. I'm happy. So today's topic is droids. Basically anything and everything about droids. I feel like I'm stealing from Exotic. I hate admitting that, but I mean, let's start off with like our favorite. So let's everyone give their like top three droids, because I kind of want to see what you guys say. Cause like my reasons are more along the comical, cause y'all know me, I'm a jokester. So like, I think my top three are, number one definitely has to be like R2-D2. I love like the books talking about R2 and even R2 in the movies is just fucking that scream. God, my soundboard every time I join a Discord is the R2-D2 scream. Like, I just love that. It's like the best. It makes me, the first time I heard it, I remember laughing so hard I pissed myself, and I think I was like 9. No. When does he first do it? It's episode 2? Does he do it? He doesn't do it in episode 1, does he?
I think he does whenever he's in the Naboo fighter with Anakin.
Is he? Because I couldn't remember. Brick3PO fact check. Does R2-D2 does his iconic scream in the in episode 1?
I think it was like whenever he like first gets the most screen time is whenever he's in the fighter with Anakin.
Yeah, because he gets deployed with other R2 units, or just R units, and then, like, the other ones get fucking blown up, and he's the only one that can stick and finish the duty.
No, I'm talking about whenever Anakin gets in, like, the Naboo-class fighter, and they go and try to fucking blow up the fucking blockade.
But before that, isn't that the Naboo starfighter repair scene? Like, before they get there, right?
Yeah, but I don't think he does it there.
Oh, he doesn't? Really? When he gets shot?
I don't think so. He doesn't get shot. The other ones do.
I thought he still got hit. I thought he just survived it. It's been a while since I see episode 1. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't get to go see it when it fucking replayed in the theaters. I was sad about that. But yeah, so I love R2's antics. I also love, I believe the book is The Shadows of Mendor from the Legends timeline. It's the only book in the Legends timeline, if I remember correctly, where they show the perspective of R2. Like, it's funny because they like, it's something along the lines of, you know, he calculated the whatever trajectory in 0.0012 seconds. Like, it goes through, like, R2's thought process. And I think that that's not only unique, but it's just great. R2's like the best droid. There's so much about R2 that I just absolutely love. Then there's my number two, which is Chopper. Because that motherfucker is just a bona fide war criminal. And, again, you know, he's got the comedic aspect to him, like, and I one thing that I love about, you know, my top two is that they're you know, non-vocoder droids, so they don't, you know, they don't speak, they just beep, and so I think that adds to it, because you're forced to like let your imagination do some of the work on what they're saying. And I especially love that with Chopper, because, you know, there's like that one scene from Ahsoka where they're like flying around and like I think he gets like shot at, the ship gets shot at, and he goes bah, 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 and it's like, what the fuck? And it's like you can like further anthropomorphize the droids, and it's just, it's great. And the number three is gonna be K2SO. I love Rogue One is like, probably, I think Rogue One is like the best that Star Wars movies has to offer, if I'm being completely honest with you. I love like the original trilogies and I love the prequel trilogies, but like as a standalone, like Rogue One is kind of top tier. And K2SO, I forget what the actor's name, Alan something, but I love his voice, and hearing him as K2SO and just K2SO's personality as a like a recommissioned Imperial droid, it's so funny. And I mean, he goes out like a G, like doing everything against his programming as a droid to save his friends, and I just think that's a cool thing. I like droids. I really like how Star Wars has always done droids, both in physical media and in, like, you know, printed media. So I'm curious as to what you guys' favorite droids are.
You know, on the topic of Chopper, I was at Galaxy's Edge the other day at Disney, and you can build a droid there, kind of like their build a lightsaber thing, which is cool. And I was building one, and you can select like a bunch of different voice chips, and the orange voice chip, I believe, is Chopper's. And there was a girl there who was like working there who had like all of the little chips, and she would stick them in the droid she was holding and play the sounds for people so they could figure out which ones they wanted. And my wife was choosing one because we both built a droid, and the girl played the Chopper sound, and my wife was like, oh, I don't like that one. And I was like, it's okay, he's a terrorist. And there was this British girl standing next to us also listening to the sounds, and the fear and like panic in her eyes when I said that Chopper was a terrorist.
That's fucking hilarious. Holy shit.
Like, she's, you know, she's a foreigner. She's in America. And some dude at Disney's talking about terrorists. she was so fucking, you could just see the fear.
I mean, he does have a kill count of like over 50,000, so.
That's what I'm saying.
He fucked them up with that gravity generator. He didn't have to do all that shit.
He did it out of pure joy.
So I think it was, I can't remember. Was it for my birthday or was it for Christmas that you got me the Chopper droid?
Birthday.
Yeah. Every time I come into my room, I press the button because it's one of those like, it's like the Star Wars equivalent of a Tickle Me Elmo. Like every time you do something to it, every time you press a button, it does like one of like 50 lines or movements and stuff. And it like moves its hands around. It's like my favorite fucking droid. I love it. I love Chopper. I'm not surprised that that Teener doesn't like the Chopper voice, though.
Yeah, it was it was fun. It was fun building them. She built a BB model, and I built a R model.
Bad. I mean, I think I saw you posted a picture of one. I don't think I saw hers.
The picture I posted was them together. Unless you saw the picture of the drum set.
That's the only one I saw.
Yeah, that's the only one I saw.
Well. I bought literally all of the attachments for the droids.
Wait, I have a surprise waiting too, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, it looks like we finally got that fact check back. Let's see. So there's no scream in Phantom Menace. Other droids scream as they got shot off the ship, but not R2. Okay.
Are you sure? I'm gonna swear I remember him talking to Anakin and then screaming whenever they almost get shot out of the sky.
I'm curious as to what your top three are, Winchy. Lay it on us. I think I have an idea of what one of yours might be, but I could also be wrong.
I like BB-8. I think he's cute and cool technologically. And I like what was that TK whatever's personality?
You talking about the one from the Karen Travis books?
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew you were gonna pick him. Fuck, what is this? It's TK-01, right?
That sounds right.
Shit, we need another fact check. What was the name of the droid from Karen Travis's Star Wars? This is going to be so hard to find.
No, just look up like droid that works with Cal and Waylon.
My fact check was correct. He does do his first scream, and whenever he's in the Naboo fighter with Anakin.
Oh, okay. Well, you're right. Our fact checker was wrong. Shame on you, Brick3PO. All right, let's see this 101 timestamp. There it is. It's a short one, though, but it's still the scream. I love the scream.
I see your point, sir.
What was I about to say? Fuck. Oh, yeah, the one from episode 3 is the best, though.
The hallway scene?
Yeah,
where he fucking slams into the fucking...
Yep. All right, so I think it's TK zero. Did you find it?
I didn't, but yeah, TK zero something. I knew it was TK zero something. I like that one just because he's a dick. And what other droid do I like? I also just like the classic battle droid.
I expected the middle one. I did not expect BB-8 and a battle droid. Like a B1?
Yeah, B1.
I can understand the comedic aspect. Oh, beep. Okay. TK-0. Okay, I was close. It's just TK-0. That's the right one. I knew it was TK-0. I thought that was something afterwards.
Like, R2's cool. The R series are cool. But, like, TK-0 talks. And BB-8, I just like his personality. And then, I mean, the B1 battle, you can't hate the B1 battle droids.
Okay, hear me out. I gotta defend any and all R2 slander.
There was no R2 slander.
I know, but you said you didn't pick R2. That's slander enough, clearly.
Yeah, but the droid I built at the Star Wars thing was an R series. I didn't even build the BB series, all right?
Okay, fine. But no, one thing that I do love about R2, though, is that, like, you gotta think about it. R2 is, like, tricked out, what, like, 22 BBY, like, after he helps with the Naboo scene, they, like, upgrade him. That motherfucker is relevant in the Star Wars timeline for the following, like, 60 years. Like, that's incredible. Imagine you made a computer in the fucking 90s and come to, like, 2050, it's still fucking outrunning fucking new computers of the time. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, I hear you.
That's it. You just hear me.
I hear what the words you're saying are and what they mean.
Fuck off, Winchy. All right, Exotic. What's your top three?
Take a guess on my first one.
Why? HK?
Yep. HK-47.
I knew it.
Yep. I mean, best companion out of all of the Knights of the Old Republic games. That literally just is. Shooting. Oh yeah. Every shot, calling every human or actual organic being meat bags. Shit's fucking hilarious.
Yes, I remember after I played, actually, I think I had told you about when I started playing Knights of the Old Republic for the first time, because it was like 3 years ago, I think, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And after that, I went on like this stint for like 3 weeks where I just called everyone a fucking meat bag.
Number two, IG-11. I mean, made his debut in Mandalorian. That shit stuck with the fan base. I fucking love IG-11. Became babysitter droid that still can fucking, you know, shoot a shot whenever he needs it. My third one, probably Professor Hyung from the Clone Wars to the Ahsoka series. It's just cool as fuck how he teaches pretty much every single Jedi to craft lightsabers and shit like that.
I know he existed during the Clone Wars, but they don't show him in the Clone Wars, though, do they?
Yeah, they do. Whenever Yoda and Ahsoka took the younglings to get their kyber crystals, he was there.
Oh, shit! I didn't even think about that. You right. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And he also fucking, you know, taught Master Yoda. Like, motherfucker old.
Yeah.
I also have an honorable mention. Fucking R2-KT. Pretty banger backstory behind that.
Do not know that droid. R2-KT?
Yeah, it's the droid that they made in real life first. I believe the 501st Legion, like the cosplay group, built it for a this young girl that had brain cancer. And that was her Make-A-Wish. And aww. Then it went on to appear in the Clone Wars and I think the Force Awakens. It's the pink R2 unit.
I didn't know that. That's cute. I guess if I had to pick an honorable mention, IG-88. I recently read Tales of the Bounty Hunters, a book that was edited by Kevin J. Anderson, who I got to sign my book. They revealed that, like, when IG-88 is created, like, there's other... He gains sentient first, and then there's other IG units that he puts his own, like, memories and data into, and then they rename themselves, like, IG-88A, IG-88B, IG-88C, IG-88D... What you find out is, like, during the events of, like, say, Empire Strikes Back, where we see IG-88 for the first time, that's actually, I believe that's IG-88C, and then IG-88B is outside, kind of away, inside of a ship, and actually tracks Han Solo after he does the little trash move, but because Boba Fett is just the best bounty hunter ever, Boba Fett beats him there, and actually, like, beats IG-88 to the quarry on Cloud City, but like IG-88 was tracking Han Solo to Cloud City too, and that's something that that, you know, you wouldn't know unless you read the book. So, like, I actually really like that. He basically tried to, or did take over Mechas 3, which produced, like, a large portion of the droids for the galaxy in the Legends universe. And it was ran by Raynar Thule's uncle, I believe, after IG-88. But basically, IG-88 had made all the droids with, like, a special contingency chip, just kind of like the clones in the canon timeline, that once they got to a certain point, he would flip a switch and, like, you know, 80% of the droids in the galaxy would basically annihilate all humanity and it would be a droid-ruled universe. And so he was so close to his plan, because he didn't need to do the last thing he did to win, but he inserted his brain into the chip that was installed into DS2, gained sentience, operated it for, you know, I think like a month or two. And right when he was about to, like, flip the switch to take over the galaxy, have, you know, the Death Star 2 as his body, as his, be the droid, the Rebels blew it up after he, like, his last line was basically fuck, like, you know, shit talking humans, and then he gets exploded by them. But I thought it was cool that he had, like, in Return of the Jedi, the main computer chip that's controlling the Death Star 2 is IG-88. So that's my honorable mention.
It seems like all the IG units are just kind of like the badass of the droid world. They all be doing some wild shit.
Yeah. I mean, and that's one of the few droids where there's only one run of, well, like, as far as, like, Legends is concerned, and they make it seem that way in canon too, like, there's only one run of IG-88, like, the IG series. Like, you know how you have, like, R2s, R5s, R3s? Like, you only got IG-88. Like, you got C-3PO, there's, like, C-4 units, like, but IG is just IG. They made that one set. They were super badass, did their job with lethal efficiency, and they never had to make any more. Of course, the Empire was dead, but, you know, they didn't need to make any more.
Yep, and then most of their heads became decoration and cantinas.
I read that book too, Tales from Mos Eisley Cantina. Star Wars has some really these are earlier books in the timeline. Star Wars has some really good background books about the characters that you see in the original trilogy and develop on them. I thought it was pretty cool.
Fun fact about TK-0 and Gabe or whatever his name is. They were the ones that Jabba the Hutt hired to find Stinky.
They were hired to find Nakedo?
What the fuck? Why am I catching strays once again for zero reason?
Rada or whatever, Rada the Hutt, like from the very first Clone Wars like movie. Animated.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were the ones that were hired to find him in Legends. It's not actually stated in like anywhere else, but they were the ones hired for that job. Thought that was cool.
That's interesting. I love how there's some really cool lore overlap that doesn't conflict anything because of like the releasing of the Clone Wars and Disney's acquisition of Star Wars. So like, I think that's kind of cool. I'm trying to think of other droids of note that I really like. There's a bunch of them. What's his name? Fucking Lola. I love Lola too.
And BD-8 from
Survivor.
Yeah.
Last Jedi. Both of them. Yeah, no, Lola is cool as shit. And I thought it was cute that like there was like a major droid character in Kenobi that was like relevant, because like, you know, you hear Kenobi and you think R2, like if someone asks you about a droid, or maybe you think about like the R5. I think it was R5 that exploded in the beginning of episode 3. But now I still associate Obi-Wan with R2, I'm not gonna lie. But I also think of Lola, and I thought the design of Lola as a droid was really good. It was really cool. To some degree, the droid matches the person, or at least the person's personality. And I thought that Lola was a very good fit for Leia.
I was gonna say another one of my favorite droids is FLO, the diner, the like waitress droid from episode 2.
At Dexter's Diner.
Yeah.
Bro, we did that fuck, marry, kill with Dexter, and you have been thinking about that motherfucker cooking for you since.
I mean, he can whip it up in the kitchen, obviously. You saw how many people were in that diner when Obi-Wan went in there?
He's gonna whip out it of, up in the kitchen and whip it out on you.
No, I mean, like, out of all the fucking restaurants that could be in Coruscant, everybody chooses to go to that one. There's gotta be some good-ass food.
At least that one serves Java juice. I like Lola. I have the, like, I got you the chopper one. I have the Lola one.
Yeah, we have the same one. I love it.
I had thought of, oh, on the topic of R5, because R5 was in Mandalorian too.
Was he?
And he has like a decorated history with the rebellion after the Sandcrawler stuff.
Yeah, because he sacrificed himself so that R2 would get picked up.
And then R2 put in like a recommendation for him.
So did they like rebuild R5 after episode 3? Because didn't he get his fucking dome tore off by the sabotage
droids? Different R5.
Different R5? Okay.
I think that was an R5 from Obi-Wan. I struggle to. There's too many fucking droid variations on those units. I just know it's an astromech unit. That's all I can tell you. Another droid whose design that I really like, but you know, I don't have any names for it, are the Imperial probe droids. Like little floating robot squids.
So what about the Imperial interrogation droids?
Yeah, and that's like their like evil little sister. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Fucking torture devices. It's so funny that those interrogator droids are so good that Princess Leia still has PTSD about them like 20 years after the fact.
They're called Viper probe droids, by the way.
Sexy. The Imperials honestly had some really good designs for their like the probe droids, the interrogator droids, the other mouse droids. Mouse droids annoy the shit out of me. I'm not gonna lie. Anytime in fucking The Force Unleashed, anytime I see them on the ground, slash, force anywhere, throw it, like fuck a mouse droid. But I was also gonna say the Imperial security droids, like the K2 units, like the Imperials have some good fucking designs for some droids. I want to read more on the Dark Droid series if possible. I need to.
Sith virus takes over droids. Droids take over galaxy.
Is it an AU?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you read it.
I've read like synopses.
Ah, I got you. I'm trying to think if there's any other. There's got to be other droids of note that I'm just fucking forgetting.
I'm just glad none of us said that we really liked AZ-13 or AZI-3.
Which one's AZ? Oh, from
the fucking Bad medical
Batch.
Droid, Bad Batch Anakin.
The one who was Thickums, because his lower half was like fucking wide as shit.
Mm-hmm. That dude annoyed the fuck out of me.
I called him Thickums. I thought he was cute.
Or Cad Bane's droid. Can't remember the name of. That guy also annoyed me.
Oh, the little one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that got its leg like cut off, and Omega helped to fucking put it back on.
Odo.
I also think it's cool kind of how like there are certain laws and legislation in like accordance to droids, like that there's rules that like they can't harm a human, you know, outside of the cases of like, you know, the IG series that were designed to be assassin droids. But I think that it's cool that they have a certain amount of rules that govern them, but there's always like the exceptions outside of them. It's and then you see droids like, you know, TK0, who said, you know, fuck that, you know, I'm gonna change my subroutine so that I'm not just some fucking subservient piece of metal and circuits.
And he ain't gonna let you forget it either.
And then you also have droids like the one from the Coruscant Knights series. What's his name? Oh, I5YQ. You have a case like him where like droids who are, you know, non-organic, you know, things. You have a droid that's recognized by his owner through the Force. Like, you have these, like, really cool exceptions to droids. And then, like, I haven't read Dark Droids, but, like, a Sith virus in the droids. Like, you have so much room to work with these droids in this universe, like, you know, regardless of the timeline. And I think that, like, that versatility is awesome. That's why I wanted to do like a show, because the droids, like, not only do they make the galaxy function, especially like even in like, if you just think about the case of Coruscant, a planet with trillions of people, like you gotta have droid functionality to, you know, fucking just operate. And so droids are like crucial to the Star Wars universe, and like to have those outliers, those really cool, you know, tangents of droids are just fantastic.
Yeah, there's been always been like a, well, I don't know about always, but for a long time there's been a thing in the like Star Wars community how there's basically no point in putting like security measures into your stuff because droids can break into things so fast. They've like completely guided like the course of cybersecurity in Star Wars.
That's kind of cool to think about. I mean, it's also funny that, like, you know, for the most part, they have to fuck the opposing computer that they want to control.
Hey, Star Wars Outlaws will tell you that it's all a rhythm game.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's really just R2, like, singing sweet nothings to the fucking Death Star. and it's giving him something back.
I was thinking of a different kind of rhythm, but you know what? You're right. My mind. There are no huts were harmed in the filming of this episode
yet.
Ooh. I think we need to make a bingo card for when people listen. Like, have different squares of what Nikita's gonna say. Like, fucking a hut is just one of the squares.
You know what? I might make one of those actually.
It's funny. I brought up huts first this session. It wasn't even you.
Did you?
Stinky.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. It's also funny because his wife calls me stinky.
Yeah.
Well, gotta state facts, you know?
You don't even know what I smell like. And I can't even say shit because you look like Sasquatch. So what am I going to say? You smell like a mountain breeze? Like, that sounds very enjoyable.
Okay, he likes Wookiees too. So, I mean.
Oh, you know what? That makes so much sense. I never put two and two together. Is that why you like Wookiees? Because you look like one? Them your people?
I don't like Wookiees. I like Wookiee Jedi. Right?
Okay. Is a Wookiee Jedi like, not I don't a like, Wookiee?
I'm not a fan of Chewbacca.
That's not true.
He just likes the ones that are into the freaky stuff.
You gonna try to beat those allegations?
Those allegations are beating him.
Ooh.
To be honest, I did not hear what you said.
You know what? We'll take that. It's a dub. All right, y'all got anything y'all want to add droid-wise? Speak now or forever hold your pizza.
If you like droids, definitely hit up the little droid thing at Disney if you go. It's actually fun and worth it.
But how much do one of those cost?
At the California one, it's $99. At the Florida one, it's like $112 or something like that.
Okay, but how much did you spend? Because you said you bought all the accessories and shit.
Yeah, I bought like 3 voice chips, and I bought the backpack, and I bought all the accessories. I don't actually know how much that was total. Like $300 maybe?
Damn.
Damn. That's basically what you spent on your fucking blaster pistol, isn't it?
No, my blaster was like 2 droids.
Damn. All right, guys. Well, that has been our episode on droids. I loved getting to talk about droids. They're just a very integral part of the Star Wars universe and a very integral part of my love for Star Wars. Like I said, the R2-D2 scream lives rent-free in my head. I love the fucking war criminal that is Chopper and just the comedic relief that droids provide, the companionship that they provide, you know, the plot points, everything about them is just fantastic. You have a lot that you can do with just a very broad idea. And so, yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, formerly known as X, to stay up to date with all of our releases and funny tweets and shit. It's really just me, but, you know, we're a team. At Force Unscripted, no the on Twitter, formerly known as X. And then Force Unscripted, wherever you get your podcast fix, just type us into Google and watch or listen wherever you want to. And be sure to check out our website. I guess we can't say new website anymore. It's just our website now. TheForceUnscripted.com, where you can also stay up to date with all of our releases and even leave us a review and a note or a question or all of them. But until the next time, peace out, Girl Scouts, and may the Force be with you.
Later.
Bye.